Now, I've mentioned that we're concerned tonight with two parables, and it's time that we introduced the second one. And this is the parable of the sun and moon. And this also represents a symbol of life and growth. This parable is parallel, as it were, to the symbol or the parable of the rain cloud. But this one, unlike the parable of the rain cloud, is not elaborated. In fact, it's very short. It's even more like a simile than like a proper parable. So I'm going to read again from the text of the sutra. This parable or simile follows immediately after the previous one, and the Buddha himself is still speaking. I'm going to read from Kern's translation from the Sanskrit text, and as you'll see, it's a very short passage indeed. The Buddha says, "And further, Kāśyapa, the Tathāgata, that is to say the Buddha, in his educating or maturing creatures, is equal, i.e. impartial, and not unequal, not partial. As the light of the sun and moon, Kāśyapa, shines upon all the world, upon the virtuous and the wicked, upon high and low, upon the fragrant and the ill-smelling, as their beams are sent down upon everything equally, without inequality, so too, Kāśyapa, the intellectual light of the knowledge of the omniscient, the Tathāgatas, the Arahants, the preaching of the true law proceeds equally in respect to all beings in the five states of existence, to all who, according to their particular disposition, are devoted to the great vehicle, or to the vehicle of the Pratyeka Buddhas, or to the vehicle of the disciples. Nor is there any deficiency or excess in the brightness of the Tathagata knowledge, up to one's becoming fully acquainted with the law."